Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7pm here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yes, get ready for Soul Plus every Saturday at 10am. Soul Plus, the music that led to soul, came out of soul. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10am. Get ready. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10am.
Have you heard? There's a new popular live science show on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. From superfoods to supernovae, we'll talk about it. With the latest science news, debate and guests, stick it in your diary. Live science every Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
This is Sheffield Live.
And now, the moment you have all been waiting for. Yes, it's showtime.
Good morning and welcome to Sheffield Live with me, Steve Ronan, for another Music Box here on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org. I hope you're all well out there. Before we get underway, as always, thank you to everyone who got in touch with me over last week's theme, my first one back after my hospital visit, the talking intros, great return was someone comment, with an excellent theme to boot, and great variation in music for both hours. Thanks for all that. No theme for you this week in the first hour. It is a guest of the year, and I've got a little bet on with my mate, Ian Bogin. He's given me till the third or fourth song before I mention the year. So I've written it down in big letters. Don't mention the year. So there we go. I'm trying my hardest, but it's going to be hard because I've never done it for an hour. So we'll give it a go. All right. As I said, it's just I'm going to play your songs, obviously. And you'll just have to guess the year they're from, and I'll give you some information as well. Have you got a pen and paper ready? Because I'd like, if you want to get in touch with me, you can text me on this number, and I'll say it slow for my mate Ian, because he said he couldn't write it down. I don't know why, because he's already got it. 07760311287. If you want to have a go, text me on that number. That's 07760311287. I'll repeat it again later for you. Right, well, let's get on with the show. Let's open up that music box and let's just do it.
We'll be right back. day. Tell me you will stay. Just give me one more day. So give up, I'm going on. If you stop, it won't change. One of us has lost the feeling. Which of us is not believing now? You can have it all, I don't need it. Tell them this is mine.
Tell them this is
watching
mine.
Watching is no crime. Happens all the time. When it gets you down, rise and leave it. Tell them this is mine.
Tell them this is
push
mine.
Away the stone. We are not alone. Look into my eyes.
Nat Johnson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Pounds, dollar, millionaire,
dollar,
pound, pound,
dollar.
Compensate for all
Return.
Three Sheffield bands got the show underway today. We started with the Human League and The Lebanon. 6 weeks UK chart, peaking at number 11, re-entry later that year. 1 week at number 75, then it was Heaven 17, This Is Mine. 7 weeks UK chart, peaked at number 23. And we finished with ABC and How to Be a Millionaire. 4 weeks on the UK chart, peaking at number 49. Some clues for you for this year, this mystery year. Let's start early. Right. January the 9th, Sarah Tisdall, a 23-year-old Foreign Office clerk, was charged under the Official Secrets Act. January the 13th, six people died when the UK was battered by hurricane-force winds. And on January the 20th, the government at that time banned GCHQ staff from joining any trade union. Well, I've had a few guesses already. You're all close, there or thereabouts. But I've had one right answer, Mr. Smarty. Yes, that's my mate Ian Bojan. He texted me on the very first track, the Human League, Lebanon, and he's got it spot on. Well done to you, mate. For the others, you're one or two years out, and in one case, one is 5 years out. But never mind. Keep those guesses coming on that number, which is 077-60-311-287. Right, first up, it's Culture Club and The War Song. 8 weeks UK chart, peaked at number 2, then it's Spandau Ballet and Only When You Leave. 9 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 3. It went to 8, came back later that year, 1 week at number 74.
Stupid, and I heard the banging of hearts and fingers. Whoa!
Bye.
Nana Nana Rama there, and Robert De Niro's Waiting. 11 weeks UK chart, peaked at number 3 in this mystery year. I've had a couple more guesses. Still only the one right answer so far from Ian, my mate Ian Bogin out there, Mr. Smarty, getting it on very first strike. I couldn't believe it. But there we go. Right, some more clues for you. February the 1st, Nigel Lawson, who was Chancellor of the Exchequer at the time, announced that the half P would cease to be legal tender and removed from circulation. Sports clue for you. February the 4th, Torvald Dean won a gold medal for ice skating at the Winter Olympics. That was February 14th. And on March the 31st, the Chatham Dockyard in Medway is closed after being used as a shipbuilding yard for over 400 years since the reign of Henry VIII. First up, in continuing this year, one of my favourites, I must admit, this is one of my favourites from this particular year. UK number one, December the 1st, for only 1 week, 13 weeks on the chart in total, for Jim Diamond and I Should Have Known Better. I'm going to follow that with Wang Chung and Dance Hall Days. 12 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 21 and was their only UK hit.
Should have known better to lie to one as beautiful as you. Yeah, should have known better to take a chance on ever losing you. But I thought you'd understand. Can you forgive me? Saw you walking by the other day. I know that you saw me, you turned away, and I was lost. You see, I've never loved no one as much as you. I fooled around, but tell me now just who is hurting you. And I should have known better to lie to one as beautiful as you. Yeah, I should have known better to take a chance on ever losing you. But I thought you'd understand.
camping by the hill. Do the next thing that you feel. We were so in phase, in a dance hall days. We were cool on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, and share in what was true. I said, dance all days long. Take your baby by the hair and pull her close and there, there, there. And take your baby by the ears and play upon her darkest fears. We were so in phase, in a dance hall days. We were cool and craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, and share in what was true. I said, dance all days, love. Dance all days. Dance all days, love. Your baby by the wrist, and in her mouth an amethyst, and in her eyes two sapphires blue. And you need her and she needs you. 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 We were so in phase, in a dance hall days. We were cool and crazy. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, and share in what was true. Oh, I said, all days long. Dance all day long. Dance all day. Dance all day long. Dance all day.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Look around.
Alison Moyet and All Cried Out, 11 weeks on the UK chart, peaking at number 18 this year. I've had quite a few right answers now. Well done to my mate Tony Green, listening out there in the Hallamshire, where he works, of course. You're bang on, mate. Apparently it was the Toveland Dean Clue that gave it away. Claire, you're right. Bill, you're right. Liz, you're right. So I've had five right answers so far. So, as I say, you want to get in touch and play along, then you need to get in touch with me on this number, 077-60-311-287. Okay, some more clues for you. See if these help you if you're still struggling. April the 4th, peace protesters were evicted from the Greenham Common Women's Peace Camp. July the 12th, Robert Maxwell bought the Daily Mirror, not just the paper, but the entire franchise, for £113.4 million. That was July the 12th. And on July the 9th, York Minster roof catches fire after a suspected electrical storm. Right, UB40 up first with Cherry Oh Baby, 8 weeks of the UK chart, peaked at number 12. Then it's Nana, 99 Red Balloons. Number one here in the UK, March the 3rd for 3 weeks, spending a total of 12 weeks on the UK chart.
Cherry Oh, Cherry Oh Baby.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons. somewhere flash the message. Something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by.
Nick Kershaw there, and The Riddle, 11 weeks UK chart, peaked at number 3 in this year. I've had a few more guesses, I'm afraid. Rob and Mary, you were both 1 year out. But well done, Jill, you got it spot on. I'll read you the really big clues. Okay, the really big clues, sports for you. John Lowe achieves the first televised 9-dart finish. That was on October the 13th. The miners' strike began on March the 12th of this year. The Battle of Orgreave between picketing miners and police took place on June the 18th. Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas goes to number 1 on the UK charts, and that was December the 11th when that came out. I'm going to finish this first hour with this, and I'll give you the answer. Well, if you're still struggling, the answer is 1984. And there'll be another one another time, but this is Duran Duran, The Reflex, UK number 1, May the 5th, for 4 weeks, a total of 14 weeks on the UK chart.
I wanna get off, but they won't slow down.